On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Well, hello there. I'm George Adair. Thanks for tuning in. We do the show every Wednesday at noon 03. You can also catch the former shows at ksro.com. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Bay Equity Loans. Find out who our guests are. Find out interesting tidbits of information. Mm-hmm. We'll be joined shortly by our guest, Taylor Mason. Great guy from RE/MAX, buddy of mine. Met with him this morning, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, he's a sharp guy. Comes in, talk a little business, mm-hmm. talk about this listing that we're going to be talking about here in a minute. It's a really cool listing in Windsor. Just, you know, all around great guy, Taylor Mason. Good friend of the show. Hey, folks, do you have any questions about purchasing a home or refinancing and not sure if you qualify? Hey, give me a call at Bay Equity Home Loans. I'm at 707-583-8100. 707-583-8100. I will personally help you with your financing transaction.
What is that number again? You said it really fast.
It's
too much coffee.
You guys keep jacking me up on this caffeine. You ready for it?
Yep.
707-583-8100.
Okay.
Or go to the Google.
The Google. Mm-hmm.
If you go to the Google, you can type in George Adair,
right.
Bay Equity. It's got all of our information there.
Right.
You know, I mainly spend my time in Windsor these days.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a great office on the town green. I love it there. And apparently we're just nominated for the Windsor Chamber of Commerce as one of the business of the year.
Really?
Yeah, pretty excited about that.
Congratulations. And maybe your new business there on the town green may also be
funny
nominated.
Funny you say that. So Chamber also has the Phoenix Award, they call it, which is businesses that are reinvented,
mm-hmm.
rising up above.
Like the Phoenix, right?
The Phoenix, mm-hmm. like the Phoenix. Mm-hmm. They get nominated. So Windsor Bike and Sport was also.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so we got two awards. If anything, it'll be a good reason to go hang out with other Windsorites. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's what we call ourselves. I've been in Windsor for a while, but we'll hang out, drink some wine, and look at all the great businesses congregate to share in the joy of the year.
Nice.
So that's coming up here in a couple of weeks. Let's see. Where do we go? So many different places we can go. I think what we'll do is let's start with Taylor. He's got mm-hmm. a really great listing, but I want folks to stick around for the a little bit later after I talk to Taylor. I'm going to talk about insurance and the hurricane
right.
and just kind of walk people through what's happening over there a little bit, because I think it's relevant since flooding does happen here.
We definitely have floods here.
Hey, let's bring Taylor Mason in. He's with RE/MAX in Roner Park. Hey, Taylor. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, George?
Pretty good. Apparently, I got a lot more chatty since I last saw you because I'm on my third cup of coffee.
Oh, man, I've got some coffee here, too, and once you did that, I put it down.
Oh.
I said, that's it.
You mean once you heard me speaking unintelligently?
No, you speak very intelligently, but you went a little fast.
I'm going to slow it down. I'm going to try. Hey, Taylor, so you've got this listing. I want to talk about this one with you because it's in Windsor, and I really like that this home is a single-family residence. That is on a single level.
Mm.
And essentially, there's not a lot of houses on single levels for the market right now. Let's talk about this one on Ryman Lane.
Yeah, you know what? It's truly interesting when you just think about things. The new homes that are built as two stories because it is, I believe, less money to build up than out.
Right? Not only is it less money to build up than out, you also require less parcel size to when you look at the ratio of square footage mm-hmm. to the parcel, and so a builder can sort of get more for their money, more square footage on a smaller parcel.
Absolutely. So this is 1621 Ryman Lane in Windsor.
Mm-hmm.
It is a single level. It's an estate home, so the ceilings are higher, more vaulted ceilings. The entries are wider and stuff like that. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath home, just under 2,200 square foot, and it is a single level. And what I like about this home, George, is when you're sitting on the front porch and you're looking out,
mm-hmm.
you're not looking at other residential homes.
Okay.
You're looking at the country and maybe a couple ranch-style houses
nice.
Across the street.
Nice. So it's a ranch-style home with a nice ranch-style setting. And who do you think the target buyer is on this one? Because I've got my ideas, but I want to hear what you think. Who does this home suit?
You know, it's a little more upper range,
mm-hmm.
but you know, it's under $1 million and it's over $5 million. It's priced at $749,000.
Yeah.
So maybe someone that bought a home 5 years ago and doesn't know how much equity is in their house could maybe change from the home they bought 5 years ago into this home and have a similar house payment.
So we call those folks move-up buyers, Michelle. Mm-hmm. And the move-up buyer is an interesting demographic right now because we've got a lot of folks that are entering into their retirement years. They have equity in the house that they've been waiting maybe for the last 10 years for it to recover. Mm-hmm. Now they've got equity. And going into a single-level house makes a lot of sense for a move-up buyer that's also going to retirement. Right, Taylor?
Oh, big time. And, you know, this has top end. The kitchen's open. It's everything's really nice. The cellar's really fancy. Everything he has is truly upgraded in this home.
So financing plays a big role into this, and you know we've got a lot of different programs out there for folks. But when you get into the jumbo type of loans, Michelle, it's important that these buyers get pre-approved.
Okay.
And there's a different down payment requirement when you're in the jumbo world than when you're in the conventional or government FHA world. So Taylor, what advice do you offer buyers when it comes to financing? And I'm not saying like to come talk to George Adair, but what are the steps that a buyer needs to take when they want to start looking at real estate with you?
And, you know, first it's important to meet up and just kind of openly talk about what's on their mind for the, you know, for the buyer. And it is important. I am going to say, hey, so talk to someone like George Adair and really look at whether or not they can afford the home and they're truly pre-approved. And when you give that pre-approval, I look at it seriously as this is a true pre-approved buyer.
Yeah.
It's really been, gone through and made sure they can do it.
How much confidence do real estate agents have today in the internet lending? I'm calling it the do-it-yourself lending world. How much confidence do you have in those types of situations for buyers?
You know, I mean, it's one thing to have the online application and all that good stuff. It's still important for me to talk with that lender and hear it from them that they're good to go.
Yeah.
But I think it's turning, George. I think it's getting better.
Yeah. Technology plays a big role, doesn't it? I mean, we have to be technologically at par at Bay Equity with the other Rocket Mortgages and Quicken Loans, et cetera. Yeah. But having that local seat where you can sit there and go and talk to your lender about the biggest transaction in your life is important. I think, Taylor, there's so many people that go at it themselves to go find real estate too, right? They go online and they start at Zillow. And then, you know, a large percentage of the information on Zillow is not always current or accurate, is it?
A lot of it's false. I've had people call me up and say, look up this house, and it's not even active on the market at all. It's not in escrow or anything. So
yeah, that's a shame. Basically, people get misled. Mm-hmm. But so many, I think it's like 2/3 or some crazy percentage of people start their home search without a realtor on the internet. So there's so many different websites out there that have MLS information. That's why I think you have to engage with someone like Taylor Mason, who's been doing this a long time. And I like to plug people like Taylor at Remax, who are doing so good. Taylor, if people want to see this house, are you doing appointment showings? How can they see it?
So this one's appointment only, but you know, all we need is about a half hour notice, and I'd be happy to open it up for them.
Okay, good. So how do people get a hold of you?
707-484-0295.
So 484-0295, that's going to get you talking with Taylor Mason. Taylor, there's a lot of talk right now about the market being bloated or overinflated. Do you have any opinions about that you could share with the listeners? Because I think hearing from a professional like you about where the market is right now is really important.
Honestly, I feel like it's leveled out. I think it's healthy. Mm-hmm. We being everybody, the government didn't allow the interest-only loans since that last crash, 08 to 2010. So all the people that bought homes were solid buyers. I don't think prices are going to go down drastically. Mm-hmm. I don't think people should wait. I also look at the population and just where we live. People keep coming, and there's only so much real estate.
This house, for example, is such a desirable home to someone who currently lives in Cement City. I call that Cement City, like San Jose, right?
Yeah.
But the home prices in those areas and in the peninsula are so much higher that these folks that can sell their house down there, work remotely for their current company, and then move up here and buy these houses with little, you know, with a lower loan amount, and have a, like Taylor said, a property that faces out over the ranch, you know, neighbors. It's awesome.
Yeah, you try to buy this home in San Francisco or San Jose or something like that, good luck.
Yeah, you can buy it if you can find something up on a hill in like a small subdivision, because they don't really have parcels that are like this up there, do they? You know, I also think it's important for people to realize that you can get into something like this, put about 20% down, and your payment's going to be somewhere in the $2,800 to $3,000 mark, depending on how you qualify. So it's really amazing what you can, where, how far your money goes, and that's because interest rates are still so low. Mm-hmm. And I don't think people realize that. So there's all these factors that come into play as to whether or not the housing market's overinflated. And I just don't think it is. You know, I think we're going to settle down. I think we are settling down, like Taylor says. Again, Taylor Mason, how do people get a hold of you?
707-484-0295.
And you can help people understand what their homes are worth. They can list their home with you, and then, of course, they can go buy a home with you, can't they?
Absolutely. Love to.
Awesome. All right, folks, Taylor Mason's with RE/MAX. He's in Roanoke Park, but he works all over Sonoma County. He's a good friend of mine. Give him a call, and he'll be able to help you out. Again, call him at 707-484-0295. Again, 484-0295. And if you want to see this house in Windsor, we do have Taylor's information up on our Facebook page, and he'll set up a showing with you. Hey, Taylor, thanks so much for calling in today, and I'm sure this one will go really nicely for your sellers.
Yeah, nice to see you today, George. Thanks for having me on, man.
All right, pal.
I appreciate it.
Take care. See you.
All right,
folks, we're going to go to commercial break. I'm going to come back out. I'm going to talk about what's happening with Harvey, what's happened. And I'm going to bring it a little close home here, let folks know how that correlates to things that happen here locally. I'm George Adair. Stick around. I'll be right back.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Weather every 10 minutes mornings, every 30 minutes all the time on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM, KSRO.
Hey, Sonoma County, this is George Adair with Bay Equity Home Loans and host of On Air with George Adair on KSRO. Over the last few years, did you purchase a home with FHA financing or some other mortgage insurance financing? If so, I've got an idea for you that may help you save hundreds every month. Over the past couple of years, average home values have increased dramatically. So call Bay Equity Home Loans at 583-8100 and see if you qualify for a new loan to get rid of your mortgage insurance. Call 583-8100 and we'll complete a free and no obligation home valuation. If you have the right equity and you can qualify, we'll show you how to get rid of your mortgage insurance forever. So call Bay Equity at 583-8100 or online at bayequityloans.com. And remember to tune in to On Air with George Adair every Wednesday at 12 o'clock.
Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 245370.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
And many thanks again to Taylor Mason for giving us his insight into what's happening in that one listing in Windsor. I like sharing listings. I know this, sometimes we kind of get off track and talk about listings more than I don't know, maybe more than I should. I think it's important. It's a good barometer for people to hear what's happening in the real estate market.
Sure,
right?
What's out there?
What's out there? You've got a house for $749 in Windsor, and that house 5 years ago was probably $549. $500. So it's just good for people to see. Okay, a couple things. I wanted to talk about first Wells Fargo. Hey guys, Wells Fargo, you know, they're really good at screwing up things. And it's just, they're so fun to pick on. I really liked them when they were my bank, because maybe I was just fortunate and I didn't have them egregiously charge me for insurance when they shouldn't have, or for accounts I didn't open, or for lock extension fees that I didn't apply for. Yep, that's the latest. So there is a new consumer lawsuit, and basically it is they're starting to build a class action lawsuit accusing Wells Fargo of improperly charging mortgage customers for interest rate locks.
Wow.
So I used to get so perplexed. I remember when this was happening with several banks. People would come in and they'd have this piece of paper and they're saying, hey, I'd like to see if you can compete with this loan offer I got. And I'd say, sure, let me look at it. And yeah, I mean, it's something I can compete with. They said, I got the rate locked already and they charge me if I cancel. And I said, wait a second. So they're going to charge you money if you don't close the loan. Yeah. I don't know how that's legal. Wow. And apparently others don't either now. Mm. And there's several anti-predatory lending laws that have come out of Dodd-Frank. Mm-hmm. But there were others before that. Let me give you an example. Wells Fargo, years ago, lost its California licensing to do business in the home loan arena.
Really?
They then had to just use their federal licensing because of breaking California-specific consumer protection laws. That was a while ago, many, many years ago. So they're at, you know, they're at it again, right? Just through the downturn, taking advantage of people. Mm-hmm. According to the lawsuit, this lawsuit further alleges that managers were telling and directing employees, I'm trying to find the details, but I'll sum it up, were telling the employees to blame loan closing delays. So the loan should have closed in 60 days mm-hmm. and it took 90 and they blew the lock, which means they didn't perform in time.
Right.
To blame that delay on the consumers not providing paperwork enough.
Even if the consumer
had done Even if they probably did.
Oh.
That's what this lawsuit alleges. Folks, why are you dealing with big banks? I don't get it. I mean, I have friends that work at big banks and mm-hmm. they're good people, but big banks are the source of many people's problems today.
Mm-hmm.
And Wells Fargo is easy to pick on because right now they're just in the crosshairs of, you know, every attorney general in the state, mm-hmm. in the country, I mean, and probably, you know, CFPB, Consumer Protection Bureau, is advocating for people. It's Wells Fargo's easy target. But they're not the only one. Bay Equity Home Loans, where I work, exists because big banks do this. There's a demand for our services because we don't open people's accounts in their name without their permission. Mm-hmm. We don't charge the consumer if we don't meet the lock on their mortgage rate. We don't force insurance on our consumers. They get their own insurance. So many things from the big banks. It just baffles me that today the big banks still have such market share. If you want to get a home loan, go to a mortgage banking specialist like Bay Equity Home Loans. I know it sounds like a commercial. It kind of is. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you want to call us? Why go through this? Because, you know, it may sound great today until another year from now or 2 years from now, there's another scandal that you found out you were part of.
Right.
You didn't even know it at the time because maybe the loan officer didn't even know it. It absolutely baffles me, people. Make intelligent decisions and choices by shopping with local lenders. If you want to compare your current loan approval to what we can do, call us. Call mm-hmm. me. I'll do it with you directly. Call me at 583-8100. Bay Equity is at 583-8100. I will look at what bank approval you have, mm-hmm. and I will tell you if it's good. I'll tell you if you're paying points because they might not tell you that.
Ah.
They might just wait for you to read it. I don't know what the scandal is next.
Right.
I don't get it. Bay Equity did $5.5 billion in loan volume last year.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot. You know, like we have a business that exists because the banks keep screwing it up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad they are. You know, the I'm glad that this information is coming out, not that they're screwing up. I'm glad that we're now aware of all these scandals. Because it was obvious when people were losing their houses that there were problems.
Mm-hmm.
But then it became, well, we're gouging our customer. We're gouging them. Fee heavy. Free checking, right? Yeah, except for the $35 overdraft fee.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It just goes on and on and on. I'm a big advocate for regional local banks and credit unions. They should watch your money for you.
Mm-hmm.
They're member focused if you go to a credit union. Local banks are, you know, business and consumer focused. Big banks aren't.
Nope.
No, they're not.
They're shareholder focused.
They're shareholder focused. Yeah. And who are the biggest shareholders, right? The executives.
Yeah.
It's craziness. So that's what's happening in the world of Wells Fargo. It'll be interesting to watch that lawsuit play out. Hey, let's talk about what's having a huge impact on the marketplace is the hurricane, now tropical storm Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
So flooding has occurred. Unless you've been under a rock for the last couple of days, you know what's happening out in Houston. My family owns a house in Houston. We've been trying to sell it for some time now. Fortunately, we just put a new roof on 6 weeks ago.
Wow.
Yeah. The floodwater is up to the bottom of the driveway, and the neighbor is our realtor out there, and he's been sending me pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And they forced evacuation because now they're letting water out of the dam,
which
is going to continue to flood homes.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. Our home is vacant out there, fortunately. But if it floods, who's going to pick up the tab?
Mm-hmm.
There's no flood insurance.
Oh,
why would there be?
Right.
For an 800-year flood.
Sure.
Right? I mean, these rains are of biblical proportion, right?
Right.
It fits to say that because no one's ever seen it. In 800 years, there hasn't been rains like this. So the tab for all this repairs of these properties, and a lot of us know what that means here because we've seen flooding. Before FEMA raised all the homes along the river, not all of them, but most of them, mm-hmm. we all saw it. You know, you got to get to it quick. You got to rip the flooring up. You got to re-sheetrock, maybe replace the studs and electrical and all that. And someone's got to pay for that.
Yeah.
Homeowners are going to pay for that. Maybe there'll be people that get FEMA money and disaster relief money, but that'll come in the form of loans, more than likely. Mm-hmm. This isn't going to be free money. This will be interest due on loans to fix the house. So when you look at the catastrophic events like this, they impact the local economy. In a place like Houston, it's one of the energy hubs of the world.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying that gas prices are impacted by maybe 10 to 15 cents a gallon just because of this.
Hmm.
So the microeconomy of what's happening from the flood will spread out. It already has. The stock market's been really on shaky ground.
Right.
And guess what's helped or what's been benefited by this? Interest rates. We're at the lowest point they've been at all year. Here we are approaching September.
Mm-hmm.
We're at the lowest point of 2017.
Wow.
What does that mean? Folks, take advantage. I mean, look, it's terrible what's happening out there, but interest rates are down, so you need to lock in a low interest rate. So call us at Bay Equity Home Loans. If you have a rate over 4.5% and you just want to swap it out for a new 30-year fixed at like 4 to 4.25 or buy down the rate to 3.75, who knows? Call us. I'll tell you what it takes to qualify. We'll get it done quick for you. I can be reached at 707-583-8100. Again, 707-583-8100. And if you want to use your home's equity, it's a great time to refinance as well because you can pay off consumer debt.
Mm-hmm.
25 grand in consumer debt per month, $400 or $500, easy. And mortgage debt's like $125.
Right. That balance sheet, you can really move things around.
You can really move things around. So again, call us at 583-8100. And I will set up a personal consultation with you. We'll give you a great interest rate and a great program if you qualify. Again, if you have flood damage and you don't have flood insurance, your insurance won't cover it. The insurance policies will more than likely cover window and roof damage from wind.
Okay.
So you have gale force winds, right? Yeah. You have hurricane force winds. That is covered by insurance. Flooding, unless you have flood insurance, is not. And guess what? You can't just get flood insurance because you feel like it. And you wouldn't anyways if you're not in a 30-year or less floodplain. You just wouldn't want to get – it's expensive. It's really expensive, flood insurance. Easily $1,500-plus a year.
Oh, wow.
Easily. And so all these folks
– sure, they don't have it.
they don't have it.
Right.
They don't have it. And, I mean, there's experts, folks saying it could be a $35 billion worth of damage.
That's what I was seeing, one of the most expensive storms in history.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I will say the politicalization of this is sort of ridiculous. There's people that are saying Trump's out there, trying to win the hearts and minds of people, but that's kind of his job. Regardless of his other policies that you don't like, we do want people to come together and feel like there's leadership because, remember George Bush was heavily faulted for his poor reaction to Hurricane Katrina. Mm-hmm, yeah. Didn't do enough, right? He flew over Hurricane Katrina instead of going down on the ground.
Right.
So, you know, look, why politicize this? Let's just try to come together, find a good charity. Oh, I have to say this. Make sure you don't just start clicking on Facebook and social media posts. Mm-hmm. Go with a reputable charity. Just Red Cross is great.
Right. Or Charity Navigator is a good place to always look. I use that one a lot.
Good. Remember, charities, they have all different sorts of administrative overhead, mm-hmm. and it doesn't take much. All right, folks. I guess I got to go.
Yeah.
Hug your loved ones. Calamity can happen anywhere, and you want to be prepared for it. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm George Adair. We'll be back next Wednesday. Until then, see ya.